Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. Good to have you. We're always happy to have, amen, those of you that are striving for Christ. Stay in the will of God. Trials going to come. Situations going to come. But it's best to stay in the will of God. Stay with God. The best thing you can do. You can have dual citizenship. You can have a future. You have the hope for tomorrow. A better tomorrow. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here. Amen. As always glad to have you, and we thank God for you. And you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air again, and we always here to bring the truth. Amen. We are reaching always for the grassroots level, for the common understanding. Amen. The Bible says, "Get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding." And we thank God for you. Amen. If you desire to follow this broadcast, amen, you can go to your computer now and dial. And you go to computer and you can dial up www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. www.blogtalkradio.com/JesusChristInternational JCI Ministries. Or you can call 1-855-236-2252. Toll free 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Again, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for stretching your hand of deliverance upon each and every one of the callers, every family that are represented. Lord, we know that you are able to do everything but fail. And God, we give you the praise. Amen, for this message and for this subject, God, in our study. And Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for being good, for being been with us. Oh God, you say you be with us always, even to the end of the world. We thank you. In the book of Thessalonians, the 4th, 5th chapter, and Paul is writing about the end time and the coming of our Lord, the end of the 5th chapter, but of the times and season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day in the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travel unto a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not in the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as some others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet of hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as we do. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, to esteem them very highly in love for the work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them which are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, provide, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, with the whole spirit and soul and body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that has called you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. Paul gave a blessing, a benediction. Amen. I read in your hearing the 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, part of the whole entire scripture, whole entire chapter, the 5th chapter of Thessalonians. Amen. And Paul admonishing and encouraging those that in the Lord of the coming of our Lord and in the day's time, the things to watch out for. You know, the Bible says, watch as well as pray. Watch as well as pray. You know, I thank God for his word. Amen. Because it gives us confirmation. Amen. Of what being said and what the Holy Spirit is leading us. Many times that God put things on your mind and heart. And since we are in this world, and we are subject to all type of changes in the, you know, in the body and in the environment and the location, amen. Sometimes, amen, you can feel, amen, in your body you might not feel well, but God has given you a good word, and you just, you want to act on it, but you're not sure. But someone can come along and encourage you, amen. Or the Lord may give you a vision or a dream. But he said, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. So what we are discussing in this subject is, could be sensitive to some, but very needed to others, amen. It's not a, like we say in this broadcast, we're not here, amen, to destroy people, cut people down, or be involved in a whole lot of political talk or heresy or hearsay, amen. We come to upbuild and encourage one another, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So you can call a friend and tell a friend. The subject is, what is a long ranger, amen, prophet or prophetess? Amen. What is a long ranger prophet or prophetess? Amen. And you can call 1-855-236-2252. 1-855 toll free 236-2252. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And on our technician will put you in. Amen. We would thank God for your comments. Amen. Your approach to this subject. Amen. One of the greatest weapons that God has given us, amen, the sword of the Spirit, is the Word of God. Is the Word of God. And we'll find that there's something that the enemy always tried to do. He always tried to camouflage himself. Amen. That they put enemies sneak in the camp, find out secrets and different things, amen, against you, and use that, whatever the weakness is, amen, the enemy want to use that against you, amen, especially in warfare. In warfare, your enemy, amen, is looking for your weakness. He will not attack your strong position, but he will attack your weakness. Your weakness. That's why Paul told, amen, to watch as well as pray. Jesus told him to watch as well as pray. Amen. And Paul, and reminded Timothy, amen, concerning, amen, the word of God and prophecy, amen, how powerful it was. Paul had instructed Timothy, amen, concerning the warfare and what has been prophesied to him. Amen. When he was dying, he began his ministry, and so much was said about Paul, about Timothy. And when Paul placed him in Ephesus, in Ephesians, in the ministry as a young man, and the congregation and many more, he was getting a little timid. He was being a little fearful. And Paul was instructing him and telling him, God has not given him the spirit of fear, amen, to challenge. Told him, be mindful of what been all been prophesied to you and prayed over you and passed on the gifts through your laying on of hands, amen, transferred over to you, amen. That's encouraging him to go ahead and stand fast as a pastor, amen, over the church. Amen. It's so important. Amen. And Paul has said in the book of where you find us in this discussion, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Amen. But we want to encourage you today and tonight, whenever you read this. Amen. The 12th verse say, now we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. It's very important. Amen. We know the people, the leaders, and those that say that God had called them and God had put them in ministry. Amen. Even Paul the apostle, which was Saul, he had a history. He was a Pharisee. And when he came to the apostles and was in the ministry, they knew his background. They knew, amen, where he came from and what his past doctrine was. And amen. And they knew, amen, what his studies and his talents and skills that he had, and speaking different languages, amen, and his health. They knew all of this, amen, because of they had come in contact with him, amen, when he wasn't a believer, when he wasn't a believer of Christ, amen. He was a Pharisee, amen. So the apostles, they was all Jews. They was come out of Judaism, and they Jesus chose them. They knew their background. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with coming out of the faith, other faith, because Christianity is full of those that are of other faith. They used to be in different type of doctrines. Christianity, you might say, is like a melting pot. Amen. It has all different type of religions. People come to Christ from all backgrounds and all different religions. Amen. But here is the apostles. Amen. He's urging the elders. In these last days, he said, in these last days, amen, it's nothing wrong, amen, because of Jesus warned himself. He warned all of the believers and all his followers that in these last days be days of Noah and Lot, the environment, the background, things that Noah went through. But Noah stood fast, amen, and with the contact and the presence of God that ensured him in such an impact in his life. He knew God lived. He knew God was alive. When God spoke to him and encouraged him in the midst of the world of turmoil and terror and pestilence, God gave Noah a plan to save his family. God can give you a plan to save your family wherever you are. Amen. That's how powerful the wisdom and knowledge of God is. God created the world. Amen. He developed and he did things man can't even think about getting a patent, a formula for. Amen. God loved us more. He loved his people. He loved human beings more than anything on earth because Jesus died. So God gave Noah a plan. And he always was with Noah and discussing things with Noah, amen, how to build the ark, what to do and how to develop it, amen. Lot was such an impact, present with God, that he was willing to step out of his community and just sit on the outside of town when there's so much chaos going on. He wouldn't just sit there and grieve and let it grieve his spirit. He drove out of town. He walked outside of town and just sat outside of town. Amen. He didn't want to be involved in all of the things and evil persuasion that was trying to go on. So here what we're discussing, what Jesus said, that you should know, Paul stated that now, in these times there'd be many deceivers that are coming. They're full of deception. They're liars. Amen. They're truth breakers. They're peace. There's no peace in them at all. So when they give a word, you should know who this person is, their background, their history, their study, what they've gone through, who are they? Amen. They come up to you and talk to you and want to tell you about this and about that. Let me read some portions here. Amen. Then you can push on your... here's a book by Perry Stone, Exposing Satan Playbook. Amen. This is a portion here, and I found this, the author, amen, he experienced a lot of things that all of us, and he put it in writing. Amen. He said that now, personal observation about those alleging to give a word is that of the word often be given in a great future blessing and prosperity without the requirements of the life of the sacrifice of holiness. Throughout the Bible, true prophets will call out those in sin and rebuke those in arrogance and pride and give warning with weeping at the same time. True prophecy word is not just for edification, exaltation, and comfort, which is in 1 Corinthians 14 and 13, but throughout the Bible, include the New Testament, a word can bring an advance warning. Amen. Many times, you know, Ahab, when they saw Elijah and Jezebel, and Elijah, they didn't even want him in his presence. He would never bring anything good. He would never bring anything, amen, in favoritism to them. But God has given us a system. Paul has given us a system, and he was saying that number one, we should know the person that want to encourage you or rebuke you or whatever. He said, you should know their background. You should know where this person is coming from. Then after that, you should not only that, but you, amen, ask to say, I accept what you have and what you said to me for a point there. But let me ask some more of the elders, prophetess and elders and evangelists in the church. I want to share what you told me. Amen. I want to share that with them. Amen. I want to share that with them now. Now, if the elder, prophet, or pastor, whoever it is, amen, speaks in your life and you find that this person, amen, get all upset with the wrong spirit, amen, all because you said you wasn't going to believe what they said right away, but you want to try the spirit. You want to, amen, test it with other people. Amen. That's still scripture. Amen. Paul said that a prophet, amen, he is subject to his own spirit. Amen. But not only that, amen, Paul had said, amen, that in 1 Corinthians 6 and 16, amen, God is not the author of confusion. Amen. So what is it very important that we examine, amen, the word of God according to the scripture of this man and this woman. Amen. It's speaking into your life. Amen. It's, you should not take it right away. But you also should examine it and ask others about it. Amen. A man came up to me once, and many times on this show you hear me speak of this, when a man came up to me early in my ministry and told me that, you know, evangelists, you should not have houses, cars, homes. God said we should have nothing like that. We're going to heaven, and we shouldn't own nothing. We shouldn't own nothing. And it shook me. I love the Lord. I said, okay, you know, I love the Lord. I'm this new. Every person say God told them, amen, I knew they wouldn't lie. Amen. I knew they would not, you know. So what I did, I just went and told some more, my aunts and mother them, that were prophetess and prophets in the Lord, and amen. And they really got upset. Said, where is that devil? Let me go talk to him. God going to prosper us, and God going to bless us. Amen. And what you should, don't let that worry you. Don't let that bother you. Amen. God is a blesser. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. God wants you to have something and be something. Amen. So when people come up to you, take out a mouth of two or three witnesses to share. You should take time and share to others. That's why it's important to have a circle of true believers, of believers that have been saved before you, or men and women, you know their life. Amen. You know their story. And you've seen them in the community or in the church. Amen. By and by, whereby you can have counsel and talk with them. Amen. Proverbs said, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. So this day and time, amen, It's good to have the Word of God because there's so much happening. Like we say, there's so many believers, and there are some that are being seduced, and some has run away from churches because the church wasn't spiritual enough. It was broken up. As many have prophesied to men and women, that's not your husband, not your wife, because they don't have that, amen, that deepness of God, that Spirit of God in this holding your ministry back. And they have broken up marriages. And, amen. These serial saints, serial killers, spiritual killers, tearing up not only homes and families, amen, but it's important that we need to have some kind of system. And Paul gave us the system, amen, 1 Corinthians 14 and 29, say, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, and out of the mouth, amen, that two or three prophets speak, let the other one judge. Let the other one judge. Jesus said, and we'll open up the lines, and you can call in. Maybe you this had attacked your life, or this has spoken into your life, or someone had missed it. You know, if you get these psychics, they can give you 50% good and 50% bad. Amen. So somebody may be trying to be a psychic, trying to prove out the idea of God and whatever. Amen. And it caused problems. And that's what we're here tonight. We want to try to educate each other. We want to make sure they are who the real people of God are, and those that you know you have a problem with. You can push 1 on your phone, and amen, and our technician will put you in. It might be something that you have gone through, or the churches problems. Amen. They can help those that now you would like to share with. And some of the areas, amen, you might feel can be helpful when you run across false prophets and false teachers. You can just press 1 on your phone. We glad to have you to discuss, amen, the Long Ranger. Amen. This person, amen, he doesn't have any overseers, and no one is able to talk to them, and they're their own God. And Satan always, that was his first doctrine when he brought him in Adam and Eve. Amen. He told him that the day that you eat of this tree, you'll be like gods. Amen. But we need one another. Amen. Jesus said, there'd be many be coming up to me and say, Lord, Lord, then we prophesy in your name. Then we cast out devils in your name. And Jesus said, I'm sorry, but I don't even know you. Amen. The devils know the name of Jesus. The devils know, amen, the spiritual authority that God has. And he's down here. He's down here moving in mankind, not only in the atmosphere, but he also in the battle is many times is in the mind and your imagination. Amen. That he always wanted to address that you're not spiritual enough. You're not fasting enough. You're not praying enough. Amen. Always, amen, throwing the if he can't tear you down, he'll try to build you up and destroy you. And always that wrestle. And Paul said he find out something in himself. That's why it's good to be around the right people. When Paul, amen, when he went out to Arabia, in Galatians, he went out to Arabia. And he came back. Amen. All the knowledge and skills that he had, and went out there and spent 5 years, amen, on the mission field and talking and discussing things. And he sat down with old man Peter. And with Paul, amen, the things that Peter saw and walked with Jesus, walked on water, it was caught up in transfiguration. Amen. It was rebuked face to face by Jesus. And many things that Peter went through. Amen. Standing toe to toe with God, his son, face to face. Amen. Paul didn't have that personally. He had it through visions and dreams. And contact. And that's the same, but Paul still sat down and talked with old man Peter. Amen. He still became a part of, amen, the apostles, but not right away. Not right away. They did not take Paul in just because of his background and history of religion. No, no. They wanted to watch his life. He was a murderer. He brought havoc in the community. Amen. But yet and still, Paul, amen, he had to wait. The men and women, amen, we are flesh and blood. We are human. They had to wait and see, was his life righteous? Did this Paul apostle, was he was Saul then. They had to see, was Saul, was he a righteous man now? Amen. He talked good and looked good, but no, he was determined. He had did all street meetings and he was out in the open air. But everybody said, yeah, but we're not going to take him right away. Barnabas brought him in to the boardroom. He said, Barnabas said, no, I was with him. I was with him. And they were just trying to kill him and everything. But they said, no, not right now, Barnabas. You're a good man, Barnabas. But we just want to wait a while. We just want to wait a while. Amen. You can call right now. Amen. You can press one on your phone. And we're glad to have you. Amen. To share with us. Share with us. Amen. Your experience, your background, or something we'd like to say on this subject. Amen. Dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Area code
305-422-7171.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
Just fine. I just sitting waiting there. I listen to you going on, because it brought my mind back to a lot of things. But I thought about, as you were talking there, how today our weapon of warfare, it got to be spiritual. You got to check people now to see that they have the same spirit you got. See what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. one thing I learned, and I'm still learning, when people start talking about the way they talk about Jesus and the comments they make about him, the way they talk about sin, or their refusal to call sin sin, I'm saying something mm-hmm. wrong here. Because the Lord checked me and corrected me. What can I talk mm-hmm. about what he done for me? You see, mm-hmm. and when you don't run into that, you have to be aware of that kind of thing. So I just thought about what you were saying, because if two people don't have the same spirit, they can't walk together. I'm talking about filled with this Holy Ghost, you see. Mm-hmm. And I totally mm-hmm. agree with you. You got to find people with like affections, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that for your own sake. And mm-hmm. you can't do it. And so many have turned to, you know, I think they get struck with power. You know, God mm-hmm. reveals something to them, and all of a sudden, they might start praying and start, you know, looking at themselves and lording over God, over people, and stuff like that, and that stuff will run you. You mm-hmm. see? And your prophet, you start prophesying, saying things, and going on and so forth, but it's not the same spirit. You see, that's what really run folks. But mm-hmm. when you find somebody who don't mind, my Lord have mercy, don't mind whatever you in, they don't mind, so come, let's pray together. Now you got something going right there. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell people, if they ask me, I said, listen, ain't that wrong with being friendless. The Lord told me you better make loneliness your friend. So you can't walk this thing with nobody anyway. You got to walk this thing by yourself. You see? You got to walk it and you got to stand up. But you need somebody, you understand, to help you.
Yes.
And that's why you got to turn to Jesus. And he must be, because Bishop, you know, God don't even want you getting advice from the outside. He don't want you advice from the world. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy sends you people, puts you in the vicinity of people, you know, who always can tell you what the scripture is saying, but you better stop and take a good look. Not that you're looking for accusations, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But God revealed to Paul so that Paul would know. See?
Mm-hmm.
Paul didn't live among the Gentiles. So for him to carry the gospel to them, and I heard you talking earlier, and do you not know that Peter and Paul had the same spirit? The same spirit before the Lord saved them? Peter would cut you. Peter would cut you and then think twice. You see? He'd fight in a minute. And if Brother Paul had the same spirit, locking up people, and he just had it bad because folk that said they knew Jesus and all that, he called Christ a curse. But God got the answer for all of us, and that's what I like about it. I may be struggling, you may be struggling, but sooner or later we're going to get along because we're both struggling. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you always. We always happy to hear your points. And you made a very, very, very strong observation there, revelation that regardless of whatever background people come in out of sin, they always end up with the same spirit. Amen.
It's
right. Paul was a radical and, amen, rebellious, and he had it bad. Peter the same way.
Yeah.
But when they came in the Holy Ghost, they'll put them all together. The Holy Ghost put everybody on the same love way.
There you go.
The same love way. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Even Peter, he made great observation. He said, called up Brother Paul. Now, first they were scared of him. But when the Holy Ghost hooked them up, and God had said he had need of him, he could use him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came together, God began to reveal to Paul through what he was going to do and how he would carry so Peter would always comment about the deep things that Brother Paul saw. Things hard to figure out, hard to understand. You see what I'm saying? And he was in the body. He was a leader. Peter was. But
yes,
look
ma'am.
How he talked about the late comer. So that's what the Spirit of God does. You can come early, you can come late, but you get the Spirit of God. It ain't no who came and who did what. It's what does say the Lord. You see. So that's what I be looking at, and it helped me tremendously, because I need all the help. I learn. I sit and listen. I don't care if it's a little child. I want to hear what he got to say. You see what I'm saying? In the Spirit of God, I find that he has the ability, while you listening, he can talk to you at the same time. Now figure that one out. But he's a great God, and I wouldn't switch out for nothing. I might not be moving fast, but I'm moving.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. Just like going to a restaurant, when you walk in, you get the same menu.
They
be leaving, and they be leaving out, going in, and the man give you the same menu the other man had when he walked out. When you go to heaven, we get the same benefits.
That's right.
Same Holy Ghost.
Same one.
Amen. I noticed that Paul was talking about in Romans 7, amen, and 20:22, Paul was saying that, for I delight in the law of the Lord after the inward man.
Mm-hmm.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bring me into captivity of the law of sin which is in my members.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes we forget, amen, when Paul was talking about pulling out all imaginations and things that war, amen, against the spirit. The Holy Ghost still can keep us. He shows us our weakness.
Uh-huh.
He shows us our inward parts with areas we need to strengthen. Amen. That we can be aware of it.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But the Bible says the truth shall set us free.
Right.
Truth. Knowing your weakness. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And we always good to hear from you. And then if we have others that would like to, I know this is a very sensitive area at a certain time. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Area code 954, last four digit 4427. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. I was listening, you know, I think about Paul, you know, think about your own life, my own life, and, you know, when you come to Christ, one of the things you constantly realize is you have to be in a constant state of repentance, you know.
All right.
Truly, God is a patient God, and, you know, when we want things, you know, God don't act fast enough. But when we look over our lives and realize God waited on us through all the things that we did, and he waited until we came to him, you understand that, like Paul, you stay in a state of repentance knowing that God was gracious enough that he waited on you. And because he waited on you, you know, that makes you just humble yourself, and you look at other people who was in that same position as you. You say like Peter, yeah, Peter and Paul had the same kind of spirit. That's true. I was listening to others say that, but you know, and it's true that when you do come to Christ, you'll be paired up with someone, and you get to know them if they in the body of Christ, you'll find that God will usually hook you up with, have you paired up with somebody that pretty much came down the same road you came down.
Okay.
And y'all find that you share the gospel a little bit more intimately with each other because you had similar roads you traveled to come to Christ. And you find yourself strengthening each other more and more because you feel like you kind of identify with one another because you came down that same road. And both of you are realizing that, yeah, it was the grace of God that he waited on you and still received us after all that we've been through.
Very good. Amen. I just caught when you were speaking there. Amen. I caught about different pastors. You have different pastors. You have different sheep. Amen. And you have the right pastor. You know, certain different pastors. Amen. How they tend to cling to certain shepherds and leaders compared to where they couldn't in different areas. And I just caught that when you was talking there. Amen. You very good. All right. We thank God for always that, amen. Someone else appreciate your comments, and we're talking about how to recognize, amen, things that people had said to you, amen. Maybe you have known, some have taken, you know, the word of God, and I can kind of look at this a little bit because when you come into Christ, all of us have different levels of experience from God, but it's the same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit. And the things that we can use, like Peter walked on water. Paul didn't walk on water. Amen. Peter, amen, he jumped in the line of business. Amen. God helped Peter. Amen. Paid his taxes and helped bless his business. Amen. Paul had a business. Amen. They were all in the same Holy Ghost. Amen. The same Spirit of God. So when we all when we come into Christ, amen, and you feel that you've been praying for something, asking for God for something, and the enemy watch you. You understand we have an enemy in these last days, and he watches your weakness. And you see that you're not reading and praying and have a strong circle of friends and, like I said, like-minded, spiritual-minded that came through a lot of paths, and you don't have those same type of good, strong group of believers that you pray with, you fellowship with. And he see that you're looking for a word. You love to have people prophesy over you. You love to be in revivals instead of being in your home church. Being in a home church, you just, amen, you're looking for angels to come down and touch you and shake you and wake you up and feed you and give you a bath and dress your clothes. You be spiritually, you out there, you left the word of God, you have left the assembly of the saints. Amen. Paul said that, do not forsake to assemble yourself together. So you hunger for God present through other people, and you end up, amen, taking these prophecies and taking these things, and amen. I didn't realize it, but there are some that left husbands and wives because they through somebody prophecy, and I have came into this, and it just broke my heart early part of the ministry. Back in the 80s, I had a young man. We was out doing mission work. Amen. He wasn't a part of the he was a part of the evangelistic team, but he wasn't part of the assembly I was in. But we came together, all evangelists. We knew each other. We ran into each other in the field. Working and he said, you know, he says, evangelist, you know, I desire, amen. I was evangelizing and passing. He said, hey, you know, I desire to have a wife, and y'all pray for me. I think it's time for me to get married, amen. And he went to assembly. He was a very gifted young man. He went to his assembly, amen. And he felt so excited that he had gotten the word and this, that, and the other. But before he left, he had met someone. And we were, you know, through praying and praying for each other and helping God to give us what we need to stay in the gospel. Amen. God will bless you when you stay in the gospel to stay saved and working for him. But when he got to the assembly, amen, he came back. And I had to call him and find out. He said, well, I would come right now, but I mean, part of this meeting, that, and the other. I said, when is going to be married? He said, oh, no, they prophesied over me and told me that, you know, it wasn't time for me to get married right now. So I have a lot of things have to be done in God. And, you know, and that thing broke my heart. I met another lady, another evangelist, the same way a man met her. Amen. In a line of business, and he quoted some scriptures, and she called and let us all know the team. That, oh, I found my husband. I found my husband. She, when the scriptures she gave, amen, it was so out of order. It was so out of order, and we ran and we told her, and no, this, that, and another. That's not correct. That's wrong. That's wrong. And she went to a big assembly. Amen. Went up there and met his wife and his children. And that threw her back. I don't know if she ever recovered. We've been praying and praying. The Holy Spirit has brought that two cases to my remembrance, early part of my ministry. Amen. God ministry to give me. So I understand. If people don't realize, amen, it's a serial spiritual killers out there. Destroying people's lives for their own purpose, amen. Just for they're to trap people that have their own ambition in mind and own selfishness in mind, and they're destroying people's lives. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He can, if it must line up with the Word of God, and it can. If God give you a word. If God give you a word, it's not like having food out on the table that's going to spoil. If God give you a word, that word going to stay. That word going to stand. Amen. That word will be there. Amen. God's word will never pass away. If God give a word for you, even tonight, even today, listen to this study. Amen. Maybe it be confirming something in your life. Amen. God wants to edify. Amen. That's what the fivefold office is about. Amen. That we all come into knowledge. Amen. The prophet, the preachers, the prophet, the apostle, the teacher. Amen. The evangelist, the pastor. All that we come into the edification, the body of Christ. That we all come into one understanding. That's why you have so many different offices in Christ. One man don't have it all. Amen. The apostle don't have it all. The prophet don't have it all. Amen. The evangelist don't have it all. The pastor don't have it all. The teacher don't have it all. Paul was saying in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the 12th verse, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ, until we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. We all don't have it all. We don't have it all. Amen. We don't have it all, but we can share what we have and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. All right, we're always running out of time. Amen. But the little bit of time we do have, I appreciate you calling. Any other callers? Amen. Please press 1 on your phone. Amen. We thank God. Amen. You press 1 on your phone and our technician will put you in. Amen. We thank God for the rating that we have. Amen. With you and you and you. Amen. If you don't, you can always go back and view this broadcast on www.doctrineblogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And listen to it again with someone. Amen. And kind of come together. Amen. And to share with one another. Amen. We're praying that we're close to the rating of 30,000. We're getting that close to listeners. Amen. Over the past 2 years, we're praying that it's been a blessing to you. Amen. All of you, we're just here. Amen. Doing our little bit, putting our little part. Amen. I hope it's been blessing someone. Amen. The things that you go through, Lot, God took Noah and made an ark. Amen. Lot through the prayers of Abraham and, amen, negotiating with God. Amen. You might have someone that's in a world of trouble, a child, someone that's in not only in sin but the environment. Amen. But you can pray. You can pray for that person. Amen. Lot, amen, went and sat outside the town. But Abraham was praying, was discussing and praying for him, talking to the Lord for him. And God came to him, came to Abraham, said, listen, I'm going to destroy this. I'm going to destroy this place. But it was a righteous man there. And God wanted you to pray. Many times there are people, you can't call them, you can't get to them. And God put them on your mind. Start praying for that person. Start praying for that person. You can't write them a letter. You don't know how to email them. You don't know how to text them. But start praying for that person. Amen. Prayer always get through. The prayer of the righteous man availeth much with God. Living righteous. Amen. The righteous is the one going to see God. Amen. The righteous one that's living, keeping God's commandments, are the one that is valued in God's eyesight. Amen. Amen. Walking upright, that means something. Hezekiah, amen, protested, say, Lord, I walked upright. I walked upright. Amen. I kept your commandments. That means something to God. Amen. That means something in the Old Testament. It talking about a different work, the word of God. God sent Jesus. God sent his son to give us a better chance. Amen. Amen. God sent his son, amen, give us a better chance. Because in the days of the prophet Elijah show up, if something show up, them prophets show up and talk against sin, something would happen. Something would happen. Amen. God, if I use this terminology, the older saints used to use, say, God don't even play the radio when it comes down to doing something wrong. Amen. But now since Jesus is here, Jesus turned to change the channel. Jesus changed to say, no, Lord, this the one. You gave me this one. You gave me her. She repented. She asked for forgiveness. She things that happened. Remember the water baptism, when you first come to Christ and you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you were baptized in water, everything you did up to that point, when you got in that water and you came up out of that water, God has forgiven you. Everything is washed away. Your old habits, your old ways, everything. God has forgiven you. He wiped the slate clean. But as long as you walk this earth, the devil is out trying to trap you, discourage you, talk against you, set traps. Amen. You might fall. You might get disgusted. Amen. And all you do is say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. And he will forgive you. Repentance is a powerful, powerful teaching. Amen. Without repentance, I don't know if anyone would make it. You know, I'm saying this. But if you look at the record in all the churches, those seven churches in Revelation, read them sometime. Amen. Every time they broke order, Jesus said, God said, listen, through this angel, he said, I know your works. I know what you're trying to do. But there's one thing I got against you. Isn't that good? God knows the things that we've been doing, but he has some things that he wants you to correct. He just wants you to correct. I believe in this study. Amen. Weigh those things out. People talk to you and they want to speak in your life. Amen. Just weigh them out. Pray about it. Say, well, I thank you for what you're saying, sir, ma'am, and prophet. You know, I thank you for what you're saying, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it on the shelf. Amen. I'm going to get back with you. I'm going to get back with you. Amen. God bless you. We're getting ready to pray now. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the things that you're going to do. Amen. With these listeners, all their families, all their home, God, we ask you to give them a spiritual lift, God. Take the heaviness off of their mind and soul, God. Lord, we depend on you. We come into you, oh God, the author and finish of our faith. And Lord, we ask you to look upon them and help them and bless them. Oh God, heal their bodies, heal their soul, and Lord, look upon their families and their finances. In times like these, we know you're a healer. We know you're a deliverer. We know that your word will not come back void. Lord, we know your word will not come back void. And we thank you for it. God bless you. We love you. Continue to pray for us. Amen. The safest place you can be, in Mississippi Mass talk about, is in the will of God. Stay with God. Doesn't matter what come or go. Amen. But you stay in the will of God. God bless you.